me were living in a castle made of cotton candy and got all hot and sweaty and sticky, and you were cleaning me off with your tongue, and I mean, why would you make a castle out of cotton candy? That's a pretty dumb idea. But I like your solution. Dream you. I mean, it's still dark out. What's wrong? Oh, you need something to drink. Oh, I can get it for you, or... No? Okay. I can unlock your ankle. Sure. Don't go running off now, silly man. Perfect. Wonderful. Trustworthy man. Thank goodness you're back. Not that I didn't think you'd come back. I just... you know how my brain works. I think everybody's gonna leave me if they aren't immediately in my field of vision. Kind of like how a baby thinks if you hide a toy that the toy is gone forever when really it's just behind your back the whole time. Just like you. You weren't behind my back. You were downstairs. But yeah. You're here, so come back to bed. What's wrong? A rock against the window? Are you sure you weren't just someone in the bushes? But no one knows we're here. You don't think it was a burglar or a peeping Tom or something? No. No one would be here to steal from us or hurt you. Oh, but just to be on the safe side, we should go check it out. My trusty machete. I mean, knives are good, but sometimes you want something with a little more range, you know? Plus, it's great for Halloween. And sometimes you tell a kid you don't have any candy, but they just won't fucking listen, you know? Don't worry. I have something for you, too. I know. It's not nearly as big. But it's not about the size. It's about how you use it. And besides, you shouldn't need to use it. They'll have to get through me first. And Mr. Choppy. Now, come on. Let's go see who's fucking around down there. And I love doing things together as a couple. That's so nice. Okay. Just stay behind me in the doorway. Watch my back. If anyone comes up behind me, just give the signal. The signal is... What's a good signal? How about... screaming. Yeah. Just scream really loud and stab them if you can. Thanks, babe. You're the best. Just perfect. And the sexiest, most thoughtful, perfect. Well, here goes nothing. Remember, stay there, eyes open, okay? Hello? Is anyone out there? Here, kitty, kitty, kitty. I'm here and vulnerable and unprotected and virginal. Come here. My friend and I just want to have a little chat. You like him. He's nice and sharp. I don't see anyone out there. We could go in the backyard and... the bedroom. Oh, that fucking asshole. What is that? A rock with a note on it. Oh, that's stupid. Haven't they ever heard of a U.S. postal system? Postage isn't even that expensive. Not with those forever stamps. I'm coming for you. That's what it says. I'm coming for you. You wouldn't even need to send a letter. You could fit that on a postcard. Idiot. Idiot. Fucking idiot. Fucking piece of shit. Breaking my goddamn window. Our window. In our home. Our very first home. This steaming pile of human garbage thinks they can ruin our home. Our home together. Our home. Our home. Our home. Oh, I don't think so. I don't fucking think so. Where are you? Where are you, you coward? You're coming? Ah, well, I'm right here. I'm waiting. I'm waiting, you asshole. You fucking brig. Come and get me, huh? Come and get me. Come and get me, you fucking asshole. You fucking piece of shit. No. No, it's okay. No. You're right. Come inside. Thank you, baby. I don't know what I'd do without you. I'd probably go crazy. I think just implode. Like a tin can at the bottom of the ocean or whatever else implodes, I don't know. No, we can't call anyone. We can't. And the police can't come here, goof. You know that. And they would start asking all kinds of questions. Ask our names and, you know. They never understand our love. No. I have to handle this myself. You're right. We have to handle this. We're a team now, huh? Partners. God, I love saying that. And I love you. Every little goddamn bit of you. I'm not alone anymore. I have you and Daisy. Mr. Choppy. My family. And this, whoever, fucking window ruining cunt. wants to take that away from me.
No.
Just try it. Just fucking come and try it. I'll peel your face off and make you eat it. And like fruit leather, but chewier. And also human skin. Well, I'm awake. I don't think I can go back to sleep after all that excitement. You want some coffee? And I'm gonna go make coffee. Hey, do they sell bear traps at Home Depot, you think? Or is that something you have to buy online? What? Oh, just no reason. No, you can put those in your lawn, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I don't see any signs posted that say no bear traps. And there are no smoking signs, like, everywhere. So, I'm pretty sure if it was a rule, they would say something about it. I can look it up. Oh, nothing. Just thinking. Planning. Have you seen that documentary, Home Alone? About the kid who kills those two intruders? No, that was definitely a documentary. You're mistaken. That's okay, baby. I'll remember for both of us. I was just thinking. You had the right idea. Someone's home is their castle. And that's what they say? Well, and we can't build a moat, and maybe we can't have bear traps. I still have to check on that. And we can't afford guards, but it's a sacred place. Precious. Not just for the people inside it, but for what it represents. Safety. Security. Love. And I've worked so hard. So tirelessly. So I've done so much to get here. And now some window-breaking fuckface wants to ruin all of that for me. For us. And we could just give up. Let them storm the grounds. We're only two people, after all. Oh, we aren't just any two people. We're us. Whoever this is, they have no idea who they're fucking with. But oh, they will. Come here. Cuddle with me. So, they're coming for me. Let them come. We'll be ready. But they won't. You think they have Home Alone on Netflix? And I do have a lot of documentaries on there. It is. No, it is. He went to jail and everything. Well, no, he got bailed out and fled to New York. It was a whole thing. Just watch,